Breakfast, BBC Radio Merseyside.
Now, the government scientific advisers, they will meet later today to review how effective the restrictions have been in tackling the spread of coronavirus, with the number of hospital deaths from COVID-19 now above 11,000 in the UK. It seems clear the restrictions will remain in place for now. Let's talk to Tom Wingfield, who's a senior clinical lecturer and honorary consultant physician at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Sadly, hospital deaths here now are many thousands. If we were in any doubt about the importance of social distancing and current restrictions, I mean, that really does put it into context now, doesn't it?
Hi, thanks very much for having me on. Obviously, it's extremely sad and we want the lowest number of deaths possible that we can have. But I think it's important that we are actually all doing really well with the social distancing. And I think we will start to see the benefits of that soon in terms of hopefully getting to the peak and getting through the peak of this epidemic. And it's really important that people continue to do that, because that has been shown in many other countries to be effective. And so just to urge people, everybody, to keep doing what we're doing. Well done.
We watch the press conference every day now, don't we? Whether it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and we just wait for those slides to appear. And we all ask ourselves the same question, you know, when will we see the flattening of the curve? When will we see the peak? And when will the social distancing that we've been practicing for a few weeks now, when will that actually kick in? I mean, some say it's already started to kick in, but we just wait for those slides, don't we?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that we may already have seen some value from the social distancing. It's difficult to know because obviously we see that those numbers have gone up, but they may have been even greater without the social distancing that we've put in. We know that there's a bit of a lag as well between the time that you put in those measures and when we see the benefit, because of the time it takes from being exposed to getting symptoms to then becoming ill with coronavirus. And so I think we will start to see the benefit of that in some time soon, and I hope that people are then encouraged to keep doing what we're doing. We've seen in other countries at times, if they've tried to lift the restrictions too much, too quickly, there has in some cases been a rise in coronavirus again. So we need to do this in a managed way, and I think people need to be prepared to take things week by week at the minute, although I appreciate that's extremely difficult.
Of course, the message is about cleanliness, and I'm a firm believer that when we come through this, we'll be a hell of a lot more aware about washing our hands and cleanliness and you know, how close we get to people's personal space as well. I think that's going to be one good thing that will come out of this. But washing our hands and trying not to touch our faces is really important. Does the soap or hand gel kill the bacteria? Is that what it actually does?
So first of all, I totally agree with you. I think that this is a really positive thing that will come out of this in terms of people's awareness of viruses, of bacteria, of infections, and of washing hands, as you've said before. Yes, if you use soap and water, or especially if you use alcohol-based gels, then that does kill the virus. It does do that. So they're really important measures to use. And obviously, the things about touching your face with your hands, that's just contact. If you touch something that has coronavirus and you put it to your face, then there's a high likelihood that it could enter your enter your body and obviously cause infection. So, yeah, hand washing is extremely important. It's been one of the most fundamental public health measures throughout the decades, and it will continue to be so regardless of COVID.
I'm constantly looking at figures at trusted websites, you know, the WHO. I'm not just saying BBC websites as well. I'm not just saying because we're on the BBC at the moment, but it's important to look in the right places for the information. But one thing I think is lacking in the information that we get is the recovery rate too. And it's very, very sad. The death rate is climbing at the moment, but there are lots and lots and lots of people who are recovering too. But we don't seem to see those figures.
Yeah, so I agree that there are lots of people recovering, and we have to remember that the vast majority of people who get this illness will do very well and will have only mild symptoms. I think the recovery is something that you will see as time goes on. I think we'll gather more and more data about that, and I think that hopefully there will be more encouraging information coming out through that. But yes, I think that will take some time to come through.
And just finally, Tom, when we talk about flattening the curve and hopefully a time when the virus is on the retreat, how is this actually possible? Does it mean just fewer people have it and pass it on? Because there's not just suddenly going to be a green light on 9 o'clock on a Monday morning and Primark is open again. That's just not going to happen, is it?
No. So yeah, I agree with you that obviously the government have talked about flattening the curve. It's extremely important that what we try and do, and that's why we're staying at home, is to stop transmission. And if you stop transmission, you will reduce the number of people becoming ill and reduce the number of deaths. And I think that if we can do that in terms of reducing the peak so that we're able to give the NHS time, because we're working really hard across this city, both in research and in the NHS, to address this. And it will give us time to deal with the people who are becoming unwell and care for them in an appropriate manner, but also might give us a bit more time to understand more about the virus, to potentially develop treatments and vaccines for the future.
Tom, really appreciate your time this morning. I know you're working really hard, so thank you very much indeed for what you and your colleagues are doing, and a double thanks for coming on and giving us your time again. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
This is Tom Wingfield there. Tom is, he's from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, senior clinical lecturer and honorary consultant physician. So these are the people that we need to listen to, not a mate of a mate of a mate who once worked in a government department in Leicester. OK, Tom is the man, and his colleagues as well. So we will look forward to those figures again.